Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Okay, welcome to your Friday Quick Fix. So, today I thought I would talk about a fairly new album. At this point, this album has been out, probably a little over a month, and I've had the opportunity to spend some time with it. I wanted to spend a little bit of time before I rendered my thoughts on it, and that is the new Rolling Stones' Hackney Diamonds. So, on the Grown Up Rock podcast, we talk a lot about hard rock and metal, and at times we get into different parts of rock and roll from the 70s and the 80s, but I don't feel like we pay enough tribute to some of the bands that came way before that 80s and 90s rock and roll and beyond. And so I wanted to take this time out to spotlight the Rolling Stones. I was kind of surprised when this record came out because honestly, they're really, really old, and they certainly don't need the money, so I'm not sure exactly why they decided to put out a brand new album. This is their first studio album of all original material since 2005. That record that they released then was called A Bigger Bang. It's also the band's first record following the 2021 death of drummer Charlie Watts. So, you know, why do it? I don't know. They might have had a stockpile of material and they figure why not put it out and for the fans. So it's produced by Andrew Watt, who did the last two Ozzy albums. Andrew Watt is kind of the it producer these days. I mean, he's worked with some huge names, and primarily he got his beginning in more pop places like Justin Bieber and stuff like that. So how he ended up with guys like Ozzy and the Rolling Stones, he must be going nuts because his name, I mean, he's won Grammys at this point. He's really becoming the it producer of the moment. Anyway, so I wanted to go through the track listing, give you a little bit of thoughts on this record as a whole, some of the tracks as a whole. All the songs are written by Jagger and Richards, except for a couple of songs. They have Charlie Watts on a couple of the tunes, and even Bill Wyman played bass on a song that we're going to talk about briefly.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
All right, so let's go track by track real quick, and I'll give you quick thoughts on it. The track listing is this. Angry kicks off the album. It's written by Jagger and Richards and also Andrew Watt.
And as the first single off the album, I don't know if you've had a chance to check out the video, but the video has Sydney Sweeney in it, and she's kind of the it girl right now. She was in the HBO series Euphoria, and yeah, this video is super cool. Not only is she great eye candy to look at during the video as she rolls down Sunset Boulevard on the back of a Mercedes, but also just the way that they did the video with all the Rolling Stones kind of errors and footage doing the song, it's just super cool how they did it. I mean, there's some really cool like old footage that comes to life on the billboards and everything. And I just think the video is just, it's cutting edge and it's very cool and unique and so very Stones. And so if you've not had a chance to check out the official music video for Angry, you should definitely check it out. But this song, it's just catchy. It's got a great hook. It's a great first single and a great lead off track for the album, for sure. So back to the rest of the tracks.
Get Close, written by Jagger and Richards, also Andrew Watt. Depending on You, written by Jagger, Richards, Andrew Watt. And then you've got Bite My Head Off, Whole Wide World, Dreamy Skies, Mess It Up, Live By The Sword, Driving Me Too Hard, Tell Me Straight, Sweet Sounds of Heaven, and Rolling Stones Blues, which is a Muddy Waters song. The Rolling Stones at this point is primarily Mick Jagger's, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Woods. Like I said, Charlie Watts, Bill Wyman make appearances on this record, as do Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Paul McCartney. So they have a handful of really famous people stepping into to make appearances on this record. My personal thoughts is that overall, this record surprised me and is really fairly strong. Some of my favorite songs off the record are Angry. Get Close. Bite My Head Off, which has Paul McCartney on bass.
Listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
They do a really nice kind of gospel blues tune with Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder called Sweet Sounds of Heaven towards the end of the record, which is really nice. There's just some great riffs on here, some good melody lines. It's totally Stones. There's even sort of a punk feel to some of the deliveries in which Jagger sings. Jagger, you know, he doesn't have the greatest voice in the world, and there's a song on here, of course, that Keith Richards sings. He usually, I think, sings one or two songs on the Stones records. That song is called Tell Me Straight. Keith, really not a great singer, but again, you know, he does his thing. Overall, this record was a huge surprise for me. I think it's a really decent, strong rock and roll Stones record. I mean, you're not going to get Honky Tonk Woman or some iconic song in 2023, but you can still get a pretty solid rock record by an iconic band. I mean, I'd go so far as to say the Rolling Stones are the biggest band, or are the most iconic band in the world next to the Beatles, right? I think the Beatles still hold that place, but definitely right after them are the Rolling Stones. So overall, I would encourage you, go at least listen to the record, make your own opinions. If you're at all a Rolling Stones fan, I think that you'll dig some of the stuff this Hackney Diamonds has to offer. And that's it. So there's your Friday quick fix. I dig it. You should check it out. See ya.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
Come on. You stole my numbers. You stole my codes. You took my keys and then you nicked my phone. Seduced my landlord. Broke in my home. Don't get excited. Why don't you leave me alone? You think I'm messing up, messing up, messing up.
Growing Up Rock is a proud member of the Pantheon Network. Pantheon is the place for music lovers. Check us out, along with many other great music podcasts, on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.